Previously on Imagine Dungeons.
Well, hey.
You must be Jody.
Yep, that's what they call me. Do you know Ramshackle? What a man. Yes, I've known him for quite a bit. We could do a little divination magic, see if we can see where he went off to. I gotta gather some ingredients for that.
Can we help?
Yeah, why don't you come along with
me? I'm hoping you'd say no. Okay.
Suey, yeah. You old bag of pancetta, what the hell? Where have you been?
Donnie, I'm right here.
Right at the...
Donnie, I'm...
So, no, not you, Suey. Sorry, Suey.
All right, give me just 1 second. Ridley goes all the way in his shell.
I am calling in my little favor. I want one of those wyvern eggs.
The scale flies out of Donnie's hand and attaches itself to your shell where it spreads, creating this like red striped pattern on your shell.
Sick.
What?
Child of the waves, we have work to do.
Ridley, you hear this voice in your head. You also feel lighter from the scale attaching to your shell. It feels like the material or maybe the weight has shifted a little bit.
Ridley's going to try and jump.
Jump so high. A little bit higher than
elementary
before.
Schooler who just got new shoes.
Yes. So fast.
Yeah, if
Donnie's like, for sure, Donnie's like, oh my God, Red, are you okay, man? What's going on here?
I feel fine. What happened? I can't really. And Ridley's like trying to see his back. He cannot see his own back.
I think if we were out on one of your lots at the Fontina, I think we got an upgrade, man. I don't know. You got some detailing done here on the shell.
Paint job?
It's looking pretty sick. Oh, yeah, I'd say. Like red and black.
Whoa.
How do you feel? Do you feel different? I don't even know how to take it back off. I don't know how to undo this, man.
I feel okay. I feel a little bit lighter. That's about it. Is it spreading?
I mean, it looks like it's your whole shell. It happened. It feels like almost immediately. Okay. I don't know, man.
Okay. Let's... We can figure this out, yeah. Hold on.
This happened before. Or?
Snap swings by and knocks on the shell. I feel like normally you gotta pay for this kind of cosmetic upgrade, like in like a microtransaction type deal.
Yeah, it's a rare drop.
Riddles, did you get the battle pass?
Okay, so I think. He's gonna try, he's gonna say, "Let me, hang on." And Ridley's gonna go inside of his shell to see if it looks any different inside of his shell.
Real quick, just for my own personal imagination, what sound does it make whenever Ridley goes inside of his own shell?
Whoop! I think it's like a, boom. Boom.
Like a potato cannon.
Yes,
so good.
When you enter your shell, which was formerly like a cozy space. It now is almost like you hopped into a sort of pocket dimension because your whole body is now inside of the shell.
Like I can walk around?
Yes, you have space to fully move around. It's like you're... Whoa. It's like... if you ever played Kingdom Hearts, it's like you're standing on a platform and everything outside of the platform is like this... inky darkness.
Everybody just hears,
"Oh my God!"
So Ridley, I think that the camera is on his face, and it kind of, wonder is filling his eyes, and it's zooming out, and you see his shirt and his tie, and it's zooming out, and he has no shell on, and he has no pants on, and he's just kind of like Winnie the Poohing because he's not dressed for this.
Wait, are his pants attached to his shell?
Well, the shell, I think I like to envision, like, because the legs are coming through the shell.
Mm-hmm. Just no pants. Yeah. Why would you? And,
the pants are just dangling on the outside now?
No, there's no pants. It's just like legs.
The shell functions as like a little girdle.
There never were pants.
And okay, so Ridley's going to look around. What's in here? Can I still find the buzzing rock and everything?
Yeah, so what was previously your little inventory pouch is just like a bag on the ground.
Okay.
Has all the stuff that you need. And out from the inky darkness, this colossal dragon turtle peers through. And it's like,
young one, it seems the fates have more in store for you.
The fates?
Yes.
Are you? Couple questions. Does this place have a back door now? You got to understand. I'm kind of used to being the only one in this shell. Where are you? Where am I?
This is now a pocket dimension.
Cool. Yeah, that's good. So my body is a pocket dimension.
One moment.
And you see like the inky apparition like disperse, and then out from the shadows just walks like a normal sized dragon turtle, or not dragon turtle, a turtle. Your size just walks up to you. Hey, how's it going? It looks like we're stuck together now.
Okay. Hello?
Hey,
Who are you?
I'm Genbu. He goes for a handshake.
Genbu?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a note taker here. Genbu, welcome to my large intestine. How did you get here?
Well, I assume that somebody, or you, I don't know, you got a new scale on your shell, and it changed colors.
Yep.
Okay, cool. So this has happened to our people for like thousands of years. And essentially, there was like a dragon or whatever who really cared about our people and just wanted us to make sure that we, you know, maintain the integrity of the turtles and, you know, flock together and all that good stuff. So you probably got some pretty wicked stuff coming up in your future. And I was disturbed from my eternal resting place to come here and I guess help train you up. So, I mean, I see the tie. You got something draconic going on, you know. You fight?
Yeah. You looking to learn?
No, I think I'm here to train you. I lived a couple thousand years ago. Kick some ass every now and then. So, unfortunately for you, resting is not going to be that restful anymore.
Wait. Was that a holy scale?
Yes. Yeah.
That's real?
Yeah. Kind of. I mean,
I guess,
you know,
dumb question. You're here.
People like mythologize it and everything, but I mean, it's real enough.
Okay. So Genbu, I kind of got my hands tied. I'm trying to steal some eggs. Do you do that? Did you do that thousands of years ago?
I mean, I've stolen plenty of eggs. They're great treats, especially on the road.
Yeah, I think I'm looking for something a little bit bigger than that. Sorry to do this. I don't know how time works in here, and if my friends are just staring at a shell on the ground, this conversation's getting pretty long. Can I come back and talk to you later, or is this?
Oh yeah,
is this my moment?
I can. I'll find something to entertain myself. But I mean, if you along the road find like a couple games, maybe like dice or cards. Just, you know, leave them in here. It'd be nice.
Okay. No problem. So you're just going to live in me.
Yeah, if you want to think about it that way. I'm like a parasite.
I really don't.
Or like a, like a positive parasite, something like that.
Yeah, great, great, great. Yeah, I love an internal synergy relationship. Okay, I have got to mosey. I used to just kind of pop out of here, but now I'm in here. Where is the door for myself?
This is going to break your mind a little bit, but go into your shell.
Okay. And Ridley, who is not, I've said is not wearing a shell in here, just kind of like...
It's on the ground. It's
engages
next to
his
you.
Core. Oh, okay.
Engages his core. Bowflex.
Just does a little like Kegel. Just... okay, yeah, so he sees a little shell on the floor and Ridley just like climbs in it.
Slithers in like a snail. Yeah, you pop right out into the normal living world.
How much time has passed for those of us out here? Is it like one of those things where it feels like
500 years?
Like he just was in and out?
Ridley, you awaken in a desolate wasteland. The blood war has long since...
shells of cars.
I just want to be...
You.
So no matter how much time
Jody
has
is
passed,
still there and her dog.
Fiddles is definitely like ear to the shell when Ridley comes out. Like trying...
You see Joel saying, Ellie, where are you?
Ridley. Sure as hell not my daughter.
Music very reminiscent to Frank Sinatra's blasting from radios that mysteriously still work. Ridley, for you, that conversation felt like 5 to 10 minutes. For everyone else, it was about 20 seconds.
So, thum.
Red, what's the rundown, man? What happened?
Is it nice?
Yes. It's pretty cool in there. The black and red. I see what you're talking about. Yeah, it's on the inside too. It feels really strange. But other than that,
all right.
Pretty normal.
Well, okay.
Ridley, you just hit a nat 20 on that deception check.
On deception plus 7, 27.
Everything that Ridley's ever said is unbelievably believable. He's the most trustworthy guy you know. It's the tie, probably.
Wait, you don't have your tie anymore. You gave it to Krentz. It's his tail now.
Oh, do you not have another tie?
Tie anymore.
Do you have a backup tie?
Yeah.
No,
you changed,
that's
man.
That's fair. That's embarrassing.
The backup ties are in the office. So he's on, he's got like his Sunday collar. It's one. He allows himself one button on Sundays.
he was on borrowed ties.
Oh. Nice.
All right. I'm going to get inspiration for that.
Yeah,
DM inspiration.
Has Ridley told anybody about the egg?
Good question. We hadn't had a chance to chat about it yet, but I think he would. Are we all out of earshot of Jody, or do I need to? If this is not them, I do not want Jody.
I think she probably hears everything. Regardless,
I mean, you can hang back. If you hang back and go into a little huddle, she starts floating towards the buffalo foal.
Hey, everybody. Y'all remember Ingo? He was a guy with a hat.
Giant fan, yeah.
Yeah, giant fan, yeah. Huge, huge fan. So here's the deal. He called in his favor. I don't understand the technology that the kids are using these days, but he knew where I was. He's got tracking information on me via this little stone. I don't love it, so I don't have a shell phone, but here we are. he called in his favor, and it is for one of the wyvern eggs from that big
Donnie's got realized he's like meant to say that. He's like, I'm sorry. Okay.
No,
a wyvern, one of those over there? You've seen one of those.
That's the right response, Donnie. We are now officially in a brainstorm, no bad ideas on how to get one of those. I tried to talk my way out of it.
Right.
No dice. So, looking for a wyvern egg.
Well, I'm sure we can just ask Jody, right? Like, this is her thing. She collects animals. She, like, finds homes for them, right? We could just ask.
Idea number one is ask. It's very good. I would imagine that would come with a price tag that we are not ready to make good on, but you never
we
know until you
try. We did spend like zero gold on all the other stuff at Krint, so I feel like we got some money to spend.
If we buy this from her, I think this probably feels best. I mean, let's play this out, right? If we steal an egg, Jody is furious. It is likely that the wyvern riders are also furious.
Only if they know.
I don't necessarily, they will know. I don't want to necessarily
risk angering.
Well,
it's not very good stealing then. That's just
taking. Glint has no concept of good stealing because Glint is not deceptive in any way. We will be caught by either flying warriors who would love to harm us, or by a seemingly immortal woman with the oldest dog in the world who knows the man that I've been dreaming about in dreams that are apparently reality. And then he claps his hand over his mouth. He just realizes.
I was about to say, Glint
is definitely like, okay.
We're definitely going to address that later.
Address what? Not address nothing.
Yeah. Hey, bud. Cat's out of the triple dipper. Unfortunately, on that one.
says Fiddlesticks with glowing blue eyes that nobody has talked about yet.
Can you remind me what the setup around the eggs is like?
Yeah, so inside of a huge nest that's made out of like broken down trees are two wyverns that are cuddled up together. Outside, there are some house-sized buffalo that are grazing, and a baby giant buffalo is being pet by Jody right now.
Jody is the only, like, non-animal in the vicinity of the wyvern eggs?
Yes.
Got it.
Now, we understand some of Jody's zoo here to be transactional, right? There's people coming and going and purchasing things. Listen, we've got a better chance at taking an egg from someone else who pays for it than from a wyvern themselves. You catch my drift? Listen, when I was up in the demon waste, there's plenty of things that I'd come up against that probably should have made my butthole clench, and they didn't. I'm not trying to brag, but a wyvern, that's the kind of stuff you don't mess with. You know, those things got, they got poison in them, man. They're just not, no, I don't think we steal it.
So option one so far is we attempt to transact here with Jody. Option two, we attempt to steal from this here nest. Option three, we try and convince Jody to let us know maybe a recent buyer of a wyvern egg that wouldn't have yet hatched and in their location.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just reading them back.
Or even someone who might be, I mean, maybe they're coming today, you know? Someone could be making a purchase today. We don't have to do any tracking or anything.
Yeah.
We stick around.
So, here's the thing. The moment you let a mark know that you're interested, you're suspect number one. If Jody knows that we have our eye on these eggs, the moment an egg goes missing, all eyes on us, baby. So, we need to decide right now if we're willing to meet this thing with full force, if the answer is no.
Doesn't, Donnie, you were trying to head into Jody's hut to look for a manifest about Sui.
Yeah, correct.
Maybe there's more information about other transactions that have taken place more recent.
Makes sense to me, Red.
Also, hang on. And, Ridley goes into his shell real fast. Hey, Genbu! Genbu, awaken.
Genbu has been It turns out the surface that you're standing on is sandy, and he's been taking his trident and making like sand art.
What is it of? What did he draw?
It looks like he's so bored that it's just straight lines.
He's like Zen
yeah,
gardening.
Like Zen gardening, yeah.
I thought he was tallying seconds. Just like, I've been here for.
Hey, real quick. I cannot wait to spend more time with you. I promise I will still look for games. You said something about dragon turtles. Do I have any sort of ability to talk to Wyvern now?
Oh, they don't talk. They're
okay, thanks. No, keep going.
You stay after. Okay, they're like lesser beings, you know, they like animals. Who cares?
Okay, again, Wu. You're going to teach me something, and apparently I'm going to teach you something. Just about navigating the world and respect and dignity. Okay, thanks. Thank you very much. And I'm going to crawl back into the... sorry, I had a sneeze.
I like picturing Ridley having to like get on his hands and knees every time he wants to leave.
Yeah. Yeah. Just bare butt crawling into the shell.
don't look. Don't watch this part.
Gimbu, turn around.
Watch this.
Sorry, I had to sneeze. All good. Don't worry.
I wasn't.
About that.
Let's. My vote is that we check the manifest, see if we can determine a market value for a fertilized, unhatched wyvern egg, and then go from there. More information always leads to a better decision.
That makes sense to me, and I've already got an in that she knows full well that I'm interested in looking. So if y'all don't mind, I don't mind taking the lead on this one.
Works for me.
Jody is floating back.
Thumbs up.
She has a pail of milk in her hand. It's like, you carry this for me? She is just like holding out a pail of milk.
Is it for the baby? Can I?
To anyone in particular?
She's just extending it to the party like, listen.
Yeah, I'll take it.
It's for the spell. We'll need a whole pail of giant buffalo milk for this.
Do I remember what spell we're casting?
It's one to find out where Ramshackle is.
That's great. Yes. Do we want her to find out where Ramshackle is, or do we think he's dead? Like, should Sue spill this milk right now?
No, I think I'm down to find it.
Okay.
I want to find out where he is.
Just checking.
I like that, though.
In this, I put a shoulder or a hand on Fiddle's shoulder. I was like, hey, you're probably already thinking this, but... you may need to be ready to dip and rip and get this manifest. You're in the only way that you know how.
Way ahead of you, my guy.
All right.
Fiddles was not way ahead of you. I hadn't even thought about it.
He's sitting down.
Yeah. Just,
yeah, no problem.
Yeah. I'm already there.
Jody is floating towards... some humongous trees at the end of the pasture here. There are these 300 feet tall trees, and they're kind of roped off, and you can hear monkeys hooting and the chirping of birds from above. There are like 17 baboons that are just lounging over here.
Hey, on the as she's going, can Fiddles like get her attention? Like, Jody.
As she floats and turns around to you.
Do you, ma'am, do you have a bathroom in your home? I gotta go.
This is like our number one most used trick as a party.
Dude, if it ain't broke.
It's a classic.
If it ain't broke.
She gives a little chuckle. You must not go outside much, and then just points at a tree.
Oh, no, I'm very shy. There is absolutely no way this stream is getting started if I've got observers or fresh air touching bits that are normally covered. I don't think there's any way. Do you have a bathroom that I could... Oh, I know, but real quick.
She just
real quick, he says one more time.
You can go deeper into the trees. You don't have to bear it for all the world to see.
Okay, I think he's gonna grit down and really like, Jody, I don't think you're understanding me. I have to go. And like double eyes wide. And I think this is a full blown like persuade, like everything he's got is going into this one.
All right, you can roll for persuasion.
Roll poop.
That is a 14 plus 9, 23.
She's like,
plus 9.
Well, you got to go, but the house is about an acre and a half away. If that's the only option for you, I guess you can run.
Yep, that's pretty much the only way that this is going to happen for me, unfortunately. I really got to be able to get my knees up. I'll meet back up with you guys. Is it locked or anything? Can I just run in? Where is the bathroom once I get in?
There's an outhouse out back, and you know, watch out for the pets. But you know, other than that, you should be fine.
What kind of pets we talking? Just so I know which ones I can pet, which ones are friendly. I love animals.
I thought you had to go.
Well, I'm gonna pet them on my way back. I'll mosey. I like to mosey.
Why are you still talking to me? You got an acre and a half of running to do.
I'm very fast, Jody.
You got little legs.
Well, bye. Fiddles takes off. I mean, at a dead sprint, by the way. Just sonic arms behind him and everything.
Oh my gosh.
You got little light up Skechers.
It's like.
Oh, all right. Well, you are running off. Yeah, there's these humongous trees. There's some baboons lounging on the ground, and she starts whistling, and I won't do that because I don't think my mic will pick it up. You can hear some rustling from deeper into this wood. The trees are like cracking as something big enough to bend trees seems to be moving deeper in the wood.
Oh, hey, Jody. What are you calling? What's coming?
Oh, I'm calling my friend Blindo. He'll be here in a little bit. Hey, but don't tell Ramshackle about this fella. Ramshackle's a little bit of a loon, and I think he'll start hatching some pretty crazy ideas if he finds out this fella's here.
All right, Blindo, secret, got it. What is a Blindo, though? So I like, don't tell him.
Oh, you'll see. One second. And you see what emerges from the forest is not what is like bending the trees, causing this like ruckus deeper into the wood. There is a, it looks as if chimpanzees went through about another million years of evolution because it's slender and has this long tail and has little like flaps between his arm and his torso that create little gliders, because from the top of the trees and winding down in this great circle is a what's known as a hadazee. Hey Jody, I didn't know I'd be meeting people today. I'm Blindo. Jody looks at him and is like, hey, Blindo, you mind fetching me some spell components? I just need one of the melons that I'm growing back there. He nods his head and very quickly moves back into the wood. And in about a couple minutes, he comes back with a turquoise cantaloupe that Jody takes and then extends like, anybody want to carry this for me?
Glint's going to step up. Just both hands held out to receive the cantaloupe. Glint is completely gobsmacked by the presence of these large trees. I don't know if they're the same trees from the vision that he accidentally outed to the rest of the group, but this is kind of blowing his mind. I think his mouth is wide open.
They are smaller, but they are the same type of trees. Like there's a similar inspiration here.
So he's going to lean over to Glint and say, hey, can I just like sniff that melon real quick?
Oh, sure.
She wants to see if it smells ripe. What is it? Is it a melon that I recognize?
Well, it looks exactly like a cantaloupe. It smells similar to a cantaloupe if someone bathes a cantaloupe in tahine for about 10 days.
Ooh. I mean, that sounds incredible.
You look like a chef. I wouldn't eat that. Just in case you're thinking about some recipe ideas.
But can you tell me why not? Because it smells divine.
They are very poisonous.
Okay, yeah, that does make sense. And you're probably right. I shouldn't cook with it. But, like, can I just, like, have one? Just, like, explore. Experiment.
You can have half of this one. I won't need it all.
Sue will take it. Sweet. I mean, not right now, obviously, but...
When the time comes.
Blindo is... You folks look like you could be adventurers. What are you doing out here?
The overwhelming pressure of narrative.
I actually find myself in that too sometimes. That's actually why I've been stuck here. Narrative and narrative related things. I crash landed.
From where?
He points at one of the moons. For the listeners who might not understand some of the history of Eberron, Eberron has a ring outside of the planet that surrounds the equator line, and beyond that ring are 12 moons. And he points to Zarentir, which is a blue moon.
From Zarentir, how long you been here?
A couple years, just... trying to fix my ship up. By the way, this is unheard of. None of you have ever heard of anything like this ever happening.
Great. And we've never seen a Hadazee before?
No.
Okay. And now you said that you're from the moon.
Yep.
Now I don't want to be rude, but are there more persons like you?
Oh, yeah, I got a whole colony. You know, come to think of it, we should probably migrate down here. It is much more habitable down here, but, you know, Jody's been taking care of me, making sure that I'm safe and that, you know, treasure hunters and people like that don't decide to kidnap me and harvest my organs.
Yeah, that would be bad. I do hear that. Well, welcome.
Blinda, what was your... what was the method of transport here? You kind of claim an accident, but how?
I got an airship that is deeper in the wood, but the elemental escaped, and so I landed here, and so that's my story. I've been hoping to find somebody who might be able to help me get another elemental so that we can get this bad boy off the ground.
Would we be familiar with airships? Or is that also surprising to us?
All of you come from places where you would at least be familiar with them.
Okay.
Fiddles. No, Donnie probably more than anybody, though.
Fiddles ain't there.
Yeah, Fiddles ain't
there.
Oh,
that's true, yeah.
Yeah, Ridley would have always wanted to expand into airships, but has not cracked the market. And it's expensive to get into it. He doesn't understand elementals. Enough to be able to fix it.
The Fontina Marina 2.
Yeah.
The sequel.
They sky now.
He like, he looks at...
They sky now.
Jody for a second. He's like, well, maybe we can talk a little bit later. Seems like you guys are preoccupied with something. And I gotta take care of some of my friends back there. But it's been great meeting you and we'll...
Yeah, man. I want to get my eyes on this airship.
Yeah.
For sure, it's been a while.
Well, once you guys finish your errands with Jody, if Jody's okay with it, I'd be happy to show you guys.
What does Jody say?
Absolutely, Blynn. Nice to meet you.
Jody seems to just be smiling and going along with it.
Cool. Love it.
Hey, y'all. This is Mariah. First, I am so thankful that you are here and that you are listening right now. Okay, now that you're all buttered up, I've got two quick asks for you. First, could you please take just a moment to rate and review us on whatever platform you're using right now? It'll take just a minute. Go ahead. I'll wait. Okay, now think about your favorite people. Picture them in your mind. Come up with a sweet little list. Open up your text, copy the link to our show, and send it their way. Not only is this the best way for our show to reach more people, but now you've got one more thing to talk about at your weekly coffee hang. That's all I've got. I hope you're enjoying what you're listening to, and thanks again.
There are three paths presented to you.
Dice Tower Theater presents Dawn of Dragons, a fantasy audio drama.
Ambush!
For all intents, I should have you exiled.
Time to wait.
The Sunless.
Down.
Our young heroes, bound by love and kinship, are forced on a quest to discover the truth behind the magic of dragons and seek those that stole it before their world itself is destroyed by the growing power of the Dark Army.
Come with us. Don't just wait here for death.
I won't lose you, my friend.
Take us below them.
Hold on.
You better answer me.
What was your name again?
The Blue Flame has the great risk, correct?
Are you sure, Sophie? I foresee a path you can understand, let alone tread. But you will have to walk yourself.
I am no stranger to being alone. I know it better than anything else.
Dice Tower Theater, a Good Hand production, wherever you find your favorite podcasts.
Wake. And remember the first thing you sense as your first clue.
Cut to Fiddles.
Great.
Who's been sprinting as fast as he can.
Yep.
About halfway there.
You said, am I near the house or am I really halfway there?
No, you're pretty close now.
Okay, yeah. First things Fiddle's gonna do is dead sprint straight for the outhouse. For anybody Didn't watching. Action. No, not actually. Two birds, one stone. No, for anybody watching, sprint straight to the outhouse, and while in the outhouse, like, try and take in some scenery to remember details in case any questions come up.
Ooh, good. Carved into the door are like potion recipes. So it's like a potion for heartburn.
Okay, great.
And also like muscle relief, that sort of thing. They are not the most helpful thing to adventurers, other than like maybe on your off days, but a lot of stuff like that.
Okay, cool. Anything else that I take notice of just for conversation topic when I come back in the outhouse itself?
It's shockingly clean. Yeah, shockingly clean. Yeah, the little bar of soap is it smells like cherry blossom.
Aw.
Great. Oof. And there will be a quiz, I assume. Okay, so is there a door on the outhouse? Does it have like a little window, I mean? Is there a little like moon-shaped window?
Yeah, there's... Sure, yeah.
Okay, so first things first, Fiddles is going to pop an eyeball up to that window and just try and get as much of the lay of the land as possible through that window.
It doesn't seem like there are any people or guards or anything like that.
Great.
You see that she has her little backyard garden and flowers covering the roof of the house, but that's it.
Great. So Fiddles is going to step out of the outhouse and kind of do like a big stretch and like pat the belly like, whoo! You know, that was big, but while that's happening, it's frantically kind of looking around just to make sure there's nobody watching. Are we clear, do we think? Okay, so Fiddles is going to book it, and we're talking like crouch low. We're in stealth mode now. Fiddles is going to head towards the house and is looking for any obvious points of entry, whether it's a window, second story, first story, doesn't matter, or a door, something.
You know, there's a front door. There's the back door that leads into the garden, and then there is a window on the east side of the house.
Okay, so Fiddles is going to head for that window and peek around inside to see what the situation in there is.
You see that there is, when I say gigantic, I mean this is the widest cat, WIDE.
Got
the widest cat you've ever seen.
Got it.
It is,
and he loves lasagna and hates Mondays.
It's almost a complete sphere.
Got it. Okay. Am I looking into like a kitchen or like a living room here through this window?
It looks almost like an office space.
That's perfect. Okay, so first things first, Fiddles is going to reach into the triple dipper and is going to pull out a rough handful of nachos. And then Fiddles is going to test this window to see if it's loose, if it'll open.
Oh, yeah. She does not lock her windows.
Okay, great. So Fiddles is going to calmly, coolly, and with an air towards this cat of like, we're both supposed to be doing this, is going to climb through this window and just walk straight up and just set nachos in front of this cat and then turn away like that's how it's supposed to happen.
The cat slowly like does the little stretch where the paws are all the way forward, mm-hmm. back arched, and
Fiddles
opens
squints.
Its mouth.
Fiddles does the cat squint thing. It's like, we're cool.
It opens its mouth and deflates as fire pours from its mouth onto the nachos.
Sure. As it should.
And then is a normal-sized cat who just likes nachos.
Great.
Totally normal.
So, dude, just go around here and poke everything.
Yeah.
Unless otherwise deterred, Fiddles is about to just, can I just scan everything in this room to see if I can find not only the manifest, but anything of interest, or maybe even like a wyvern egg that is being kept for some reason.
It's like used to like prop up a coffee table.
Yeah.
There,
like a shortcut to the final boss, maybe,
yeah.
in this hut.
This.
Oh, yeah, for this skip, Fiddle takes off all of his armor and he's just going to keep trying to jump through a door.
Run backwards.
There's a desk in the center of the room, and then there's a bunch of bookcases. One of them seems to be business themed books. Like you can see like employee directory and like the clear manifest that has the history of sales.
Yep.
There is several journals that look probably personal, and you see that there's another book that says 1,000 pranks to pull on your nosy neighbors.
Man, Jody's awesome.
Yeah, Jody's pretty sick.
I kind of hate that we're stealing from her.
600 years of Reader's Digest.
I'm going to snag that manifest and thumb through it like super quickly.
Okay. Let's get a perception check.
Yep. Can do.
Well, this is big.
Can do. Perception's not great for me. I do have a great investigation if that comes up, but perception.
Oh, investigation makes more sense here. Yeah.
Okay. Well, didn't help. That's a 4+4, 8.
Oh, no.
You are going a little bit too fast because you can't. There's no table of contents. And so you can roll another one, but it'll take another like 3 minutes.
Yeah, for you I'll do that.
Yeah.
That's okay. Rolling another one. Oops, that one's a 3+4.
I think that's worse.
It is marginally worse.
You got inspiration too. I don't know how important this is, but.
The cat is like, has begun rubbing its head on your leg.
Yep.
And mewing in a way that tells you that it wants more food.
Got it. Fiddles, I think, absentmindedly reaches into the triple dipper and grabs one last little bit of nachos and sets them gingerly away from his skin for this cat and goes back. Can I give it this book one last flip through?
Yep.
And then we're going to have to cut some losses and make some decisions.
That's the game, dude. That's life.
Okay, there we go. That's a 13+4, 17.
Okay, with a 17, you finally get fed up and you flip to the last page that Amazing. Has writing on it. You
like a
see,
good investigator would.
Uh-huh. You see that there is a deal with she just writes... the Bartholomew estate for a wyvern egg. And the deal is supposed to go through in about 3 days.
And we have a week, right? Is what Ingo mm-hmm. told us? Okay.
Would I know anything about the Bartholomews? Would that name mean anything to me?
Oh, it sure would.
Okay.
In the orphanage that Fiddles grew up at.
Okay.
Next door... was a huge estate known as the Bartholomew Estate. The locals, the poor, and everybody else who hates the Bartholomews called him the lord of the house, call him Stinkbottom Jr.
Got his ass.
Got him.
Barthola P.U.
Mm-hmm. Precisely.
Great.
I want to say I'm typing in my notes right now, and I tried to type the phrase Lord of the House, and I typed L-O-R, and my autocomplete suggested Lord of the Rings.
Hey.
So I think I'm doing stuff right in my life.
Would agree.
Life update.
Yeah. Okay, so I think... I was double checking that was the name that I thought. Great. Fiddles is going to see this, close the book, put it back in place, pet the cat, back out this window, close it, and take a big old deep breath.
Perfect.
And then I guess take off at a dead sprint to meet back up with his homies.
Y'all meet up. They're a little bit less than halfway. They're in sight after a little bit of short-legged running. And you guys meet back up. Jody's like, I hope you got that taken care of.
I sure did. And
everything
also,
come out all right?
Smooth as silk. Jody, I would love to snag that heartburn recipe from that door at some point. Sometimes I get a little reflux going on, and I think it might help me. So, just pass that on my way when you get a second there, Jed.
Oh yeah. Don't I know it. I'll get you some when we get back. We got to make one more little stop.
Ridley is silently concerned that Fiddlesticks did not actually do what he was asked to do and just went poop.
Fiddlesticks, we met a monkey man from space.
What? Yeah, all I did was break into a cool house. I mean, just no.
From the opposite direction that you guys are coming from, past the cottage, there is an old wooden building. In the back, it looks like it's been built on, and there's smoke coming from it. All of us native Texans would recognize this as a barbecue shack. When Jody floats inside, you hear like the bustlings that come from a kitchen. As first of all, the first thing you notice is that every humanoid here is like a wild species, and you kind of get a deeper idea of what Jody is doing here. There is a lion person with white fur and a black mane who is butchering a huge slab of meat. There is a bug person with four arms who's chopping vegetables with all four arms. There is a minotaur and a hippo person who are carrying in wooden boxes of food. Sue, you notice on one of these boxes is a logo that you're familiar with. It has the Bartholomew crest. So you know that LeFerry's home for the culinary is sponsored by the Bartholomew Manor and is like attached to it.
Ooh.
And there's a heavily armored warforged who just has like, the best way I could describe it is like halo heavy plated shoulder pads. Cool. Who's like collecting boxes of these meals and is shouting like, "Everyone must hurry. We are going to be late to the raptor meal time. And you know how they get when they get hungry. We do not want to put our comrades in danger."
What does Davey think when he sees the big warforged?
He is shy. Like he's trying to hide behind Glint's leg.
That's so cute. I think Sue will, is it like an open kitchen, like open air, or is it in a building? You said open air?
I mean, it's in a building, but there's like a long island where like the vegetable chopping is happening and the meat butchering. And then surrounding this large island is like your sink and the ovens and the stove and that kind of stuff.
Okay, I think Sue will go up and just say, y'all keep going. I'm just going to stay here for a little bit. I just have some questions about what and how they're preparing things. Y'all go on without me.
Yeah, it makes plenty of sense, Sue. Enjoy your theme park here. Fiddle, come over here, man. Look at this slab of meat.
Yeah, it looks delicious.
Yeah.
Donnie, under his breath, it's kind of like, you get eyes on that manifest.
Yeah, we got to find a way to stay here for a few days.
All right. Okay. You see anything about Sui?
Weirdly, I didn't see anything about Sui.
Okay. All right. Maybe it's not in the books on that one. I might have to give that another shot. I might have to ask Jody again. I appreciate you, brother. Thanks for risking it there for the biscuit.
Fiddles is clearly distracted.
Yeah, wow. Juicy. So juicy.
The smoky smell, is it good in my nose?
Go animal. Goodness. Let's get that heartburn spell here pretty soon.
Amen.
That potion, huh? Come on now.
Fiddles just gives a thumbs up.
The bug person who is chopping vegetables like leans over to Fiddles and says, just wait till dinner tonight. You will appreciate the flavors.
And your hands make it.
Yes, I've been repurposed.
Hey, good for you, man.
I think Glint is like pushing Davey out from behind his leg.
He's like, go on, go say hi. You might, I don't know when you'll get this chance again. Go say hi to him.
Pointing at the Warforged that Davey's embarrassed to say hi to.
Doge Bear behind you thinks you're talking to him.
Hi.
I know he does. Hi, you want to go say hi? Do you want to say hi?
Hi.
High five. There you go.
Davey slowly walks over to the Warforged and just extends knuckles. And it turns to Davey and says,
be careful who you approach like that. Some might think you are initiating a trial by combat. I, however, have removed that programming. And he just bumps Davey's knuckles.
You see that carved into his chest piece are 2B1775. He seems to go by 2-bits.
Cool.
And he continues going about shouting orders at the kitchen staff.
Glint's just flashing a big smile and a thumbs up at Davey.
Ridley, you approach Jody?
Yeah, I'm thinking as a way to ensure that Donnie and Fiddlesticks have privacy, Ridley's just going to like slide over as an opportunity to also ask a question. Hey, Jody, curious about your friend Blendo there. Did he find his way here? Did he crash here?
Oh yeah, he crashed here. You know, I know that there are a lot of native species of humanoids on our little planet here who would be taken advantage of if the wrong people found out. And so I kind of use this as a little safe space for a lot of them who are just looking to leave a life. You know, a lot of them are forced to turn to crime and such. So I kind of get to give them a purpose and a new life out here.
I mean, it's incredible. I want to make sure though, if we or someone were able to help him get airborne again, can he leave?
Oh yeah, he's free to go. He's been here, you know, working on that ship for years now. And I told him that, you know, eventually there will be some adventurers who come along who, you know, are interested in a crewmate. You know, if I find out you guys are criminals or some kind of psychopaths, then that might change. But, you know, right now you seem like all right folk.
Morality update. Sue cannot steal from this woman. She's too lovely.
That's great. Last question then. Elementals. Is there any... You know any?
You know, I have been digging into that, and I think I might have found an old spot where a fire elemental could be hunkered down.
Okay.
There's a little section of the swamps, maybe a day's journey away, The locals call it the steam because it's just hot swamp. Steam kind of fogs up the whole place, but I think there's something else going on down there.
You never been there yourself?
No, I got too much going on out here. And
700 years, hard to do much anything. Okay.
Don't have much vacation time, you know. I'm running a business.
No, I see that. I'm just joshing. Okay, well, thanks for your time. We'll see how our paths keep going here, but we'd love a chance to help Blendo if it makes sense.
Oh, sure. I'm just grabbing the last ingredient here. She opens up. There is a box that has been turned into a refrigerator with another of these like smaller floating ice cubes. And she reaches in and grabs, they look like pickled yams. Got it. It's the last ingredient. It was a weird thing to figure out. And she,
I'm like trying to put the recipe together in my head of like what this could be a play on, and I got nothing.
Nope.
Well, what else can you make with milk, half of a poisoned melon, and then some pickled sweet potatoes?
And a scale that she picked up along the way, too.
And a scale.
Of course. Classic.
Yeah. I mean, that's like in our weekly rotation here. We meal prep.
You crack an egg.
If Breath of the Wild taught me anything, and it didn't, you're making monster food.
Yeah, we should put Krynn's tail in this.
Withered, bloodless tail. Yeah.
That's how the song always sounds in my brain.
She begins to float out of the kitchen back towards the cottage.
Sure.
So you can see that the lion person here has poured like a whole 64-ounce jar of seasonings over a slab of beef that he's rubbing all over it.
It's too close to lunch for this.
Yeah.
Getting real hungry. This was still in the barbecue room?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I think Sue is just, you know, in her own little world. They're just talking about, now tell me the breakdown of the seasonings and, like, which creature is it for? And, like, what do they get from it? Is it nutrients? Are they looking for a specific vitamin? Is there something that they need specifically from this?
This one's for the staff.
Even better.
And
this one's al pastor.
Yeah. Can I roll?
Roll for Al Pastor.
I don't know. Yeah, I just want to know more about it.
Roll umami.
Tell me how much I know about.
Can
this,
I roll
this
to make Gage
making?
Research food real quick?
You could roll a nature check, but I mean, you'd be familiar with this recipe. Like, it's a common one, especially somebody who went to culinary school. He's making brisket.
Oh. I can tell this is going to be good. Now just make sure that you cook it. I don't need to tell you how to do your job. Obviously, you know how to do it. I will sit back and watch and enjoy and learn.
As you guys float on back, the sun is going down, and she kind of there's like a shaded area by like a copse of trees that she takes you to, and is like, well, I figured this is where we can do our little experiment here. See if we can find Ramshackle. And then afterward, you guys are free to stay the night here.
It's very kind of you.
She combines all of the ingredients in a pail that's roasting on the fire. It does not smell good. The milk is curdling, and that seems to be on purpose. It's like, well, I'm going to heat all this up, and then I'm going to pour it on this little hunk of metal here, and it should tell us a good bit about where Ramshackle got off to. Now, you guys went to his house, and he just wasn't there? His castle?
We did not see Ramshackle in his house.
But you ran into Thumbs.
We ran into Thumbs.
It's a good pal.
He is a good pal.
Is Ridley trying to say everything that is not technically a lie?
Correct. I want to not roll dice in this moment.
Anybody else doing anything while she's conducting the experiment?
Fiddles is pacing.
Sue did put the half of a poisonous melon in her inventory, so.
Okay, nice. It smells great. theoretically, this would be a tasty thing.
Maybe it's like puffer fish and you got to cook it just right.
She's going to figure it out. That's it. Or she'll poison somebody.
Win-win.
Never know.
Win-win.
I mean, I definitely want to, like, Donnie's looking around. There's been enough crazy things happening that, you know, he's kind of assuming there might be something else.
You see that there are, like on the ground, there's like a small little roped off area in the corner. It's roped off with steel. But inside of this like little clear dome, you see that there's like a tiny, like bug sized group of like farm animals where there's like little cows and pigs and stuff. She sees you. She's like, "Oh, yeah, that's my little farm."
Yeah, I guess I kind of could have deduced that. What you use your little farm for?
Well, I stumbled across some ant cows, and you know, one of the adventurers brought me some, and a couple hundred years ago, I got really fascinated with that. So I have a couple little enclosures where I'm trying to repopulate that species.
Yeah, Jody, it seems like you do a lot. Do you have who takes care of Jody?
That's a great question.
Bow, 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 bow.
Yeah, Donnie's holding a rose in his teeth.
Come on in, let's do it. Right in.
Don't say it.
My Jody.
Yeah, it's coming. I knew it.
A couple hundred years ago, when I decided to settle down, you know, my days of adventuring were behind me. And, I always found.
But what about your nights?
Those never stop, baby.
Jody's an animal, dude.
Yeah, Fiddles goes back to pacing.
I set a whole bunch of rituals and spells in place so that I'd always be taken care of. And so, you know, spells go and I meet lots of new people and that sort of thing. It looks like this ritual is ready for the next step. And so she pulls the pail off the fire, just grabs the bucket barehanded. It's definitely something that would burn your hands. And there is this like curved metal plate to keep the liquid from escaping that she pours it into. And then makes like stirring motions with her hands. And out from this like curdled liquid, a large like foggy bubble rises up. She's like, "Oh, she's looking at it almost like it's a crystal ball." Like, "Oh no. Well, I've got bad news
and good
it.
News?
Just bad news."
Oh.
Oh, gosh.
Okay.
Ramshackle is in a cage. There is a big turtle fellow with him who's also in a cage. And there are a bunch of, let me see. I used to call them, they used to be known as crocothropes, but I think today you kids would probably call them were-crocs, were-crocodiles.
Mm. Oh.
They're like, little fellas who turn into crocodiles when the full moon is up.
Oh, okay.
I guess there is a little bit of good or lukewarm news, and it's that their population has dwindled over the last couple decades, and so you won't have to, I mean, Ramshackle won't have to, you know, slaughter an army to get out of there, but he does seem to be in a little bit of a bind.
Any hint at a location?
Yeah, I know where they live. They live about a day and a half journey north of here. There's an area of the swamp. Yeah, anybody ever been to the desert, traveled through the desert and such?
Yeah, I would imagine Donnie has for sure. Yeah.
Well, then you know about oases where there's like a desert, but there's one spot in the desert with like a pond and some wildlife.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm. This is the opposite. It's like an anti-desert. Or an anti-oasis because it's in the swamps. There's just about 3 miles of desert. And and the werecrocs live in there.
It's an oasis.
There it is.
Oasis isn't.
Can we roll history to know like more about the, like, do we think they're going to eat him? Do we think this is like a time sensitive issue?
I mean, Jody,
sounds like we got choices.
Jody tells you, she's like, well, they are either really fascinated with this turtle guy and are going to turn him into a werecrocodile, see what happens. And Ramshackle is notorious enough to where they're probably going to hold him hostage for a while, get all the magical means they can out of him, which isn't great. You know, Ramshackle hasn't been the best person in the swamps, but he doesn't deserve that either. Yeah, so it looks like we're just in a little bit of a pickle here.
We have to help him. Ramshackle.
Yeah.
Yeah, I do feel like we should.
Yeah, we need to get Swill back too.
I mean, the bright side is that if you don't help him, then I can bring Thumbs here. And then I can finally have him.
Always just like a, y'all been fighting over him for a long time?
Well, I've been trying to get him from, you know, again, Ramshackle's a little bit crazy about his ape and monkey experiments, so.
I will say we did ask Thumbs if he wanted to come with us, and he said, no, thank you. I have my space. I have my home. And he's the one that pointed us here, so I do think that he's rather comfy. I think he wants to stay there.
Well, then I guess you better get the fellow who takes care of him back.
Yeah, that's probably a good idea.
Is the elemental squatting spot on the way? Or are we having to make a decision? Is it two separate? Because you said that's a day's travel.
Consequences.
The elemental doesn't seem urgent. Like, it's not going anywhere.
We can do that side quest after we finish
main storyline. It probably
like,
will
be 100%. Yeah.
It does feel like that's more dire of a situation.
Sure.
It's a day and a half.
Yes.
To Ramshackle.
Ooh, that is going to cut it close on the old Barthala dude.
Mm-hmm.
Bartholomew. Mm-hmm.
I was trying to come up with a joke for it.
We don't know about that, though. I think the only one who knows about that now is...
Fiddles hasn't told us about that.
That's true.
So I think Glint is 100% ready to just be like, all right, let's go get him.
Yeah, I'm in.
Let's go right now. Let's go get him.
Sure. I mean, you can. You'll have to journey through the swamp at night, and that's never really a good idea with people who aren't familiar with it. And of course, there's the other business, Donnie with Suey, that we needed to discuss.
Yeah, it is tough to. It'd be nice to bring him along, but I definitely don't want to do that. I'm sure. I don't know. I'm kind of interested on where he came from. I know you said that somebody came by. You sure you don't remember a name or anything like that?
Well, we can go look at the manifest if you want. We can discuss.
Oh,
I don't normally like sharing my client details with everybody, but since it seems to be personal to you, I'd be okay with that.
And you're sure it would be in the manifest?
Oh yeah, I write down all my dealings in there.
Okay, all right. And Donnie kind of like looks at Fid and like does like tiniest shrug he possibly could, but I guess you missed it, you know, kind of like, oh well.
Did Fiddles forget to check for it, or was it just because of the bad rolls?
both because he was rushed with the other failed attempts, and that last one was the last ditch to get the information that he needed.
I love it.
Jody kind of leads Donnie back to her cottage. He's like, feel free to sit down here. There's like a living room. She's clearly a hoarder. There's stuff all over the place. Not in her office, like papers all over the place. There's books on the floor. Yeah, just clear a spot for yourself, and I'll go get that manifest. You want some tea?
Sure. Yeah, that'd be great. Thank you. And Donnie, like, as he's clearing the spot, he like sees like charred nacho crumbs, and he's just kind of like scoops those up into his hand and like throws them away, and then puts some trash on top of them. He's not sure who all around this area enjoys nachos.
He's got a hunch.
I know one creature
is trying to cover some tracks.
She like waves her hand and a little small plate and a teacup set down in front of you and fills up with tea. She comes back with the manifest floating behind her and just like waves her hand and it flips open to a page. She's like, well, let me see here. It looks like there's a orc woman who came. Her name was Hala Burl. She came with Sui. Does that name ring a bell?
Did you say Hala Burl?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that name rings a bell for sure. Hala. How did you have much interaction with her? How was she?
Well, she was gathering some money. She said she had a dowry that she needed to pay for.
Sure.
And so she had a hog, and she had a couple of she had a couple of cattle that she sold me. And you know, it was pretty quick. She came and she went. Are you doing okay? Huh. It seems like that might hit you a little bit.
Well, yeah, Jody, it has a little bit. I don't know if it's this something extra in this tea. I wouldn't assume any less of you, but yeah, Hala, God, Hala was my betrothed. I think I forget about, I don't know. Joe, did you ever make rash decisions? I don't know. You just seem so thoughtful.
Oh, I make rash decisions quite a bit, especially when there's something I want on the table.
Yeah, I think sometimes I've made decisions in my life that I kind of forget who it might affect. And I think Hala is one that, man, that cuts pretty deep. Neither of us were, I mean, it was arranged. And she was a good friend and, you know, there was never really any romance there or anything, but damn, I shouldn't have. Man, he's having a hard time. Like, I think he's realizing, like, this is somebody that he should have told. I think he's like, she sold Sui because she might have, he just left, I think. Just pretty abruptly, and like this was supposed to be it was certainly a life change for both of them.
Well, it sounds a little bit like this is something that you need to make right eventually.
Yeah, I think you're right. I know you're right. Hey, thank you for this. What's the deal on Sui? You clearly see there's a connection between the two of us. Is there anything that I can do? I mean, he seems happy here, and
she—I
don't know.
Snaps her fingers, and two quills come flying in from the other room. It's like, well,
Peter.
Here's the thing: you and Sui clearly have a connection, and I would never want to come between that. At the same time, I paid good money for this hog. And this is one that is not easy for me to get. And so, here's our deal. You promise me. I need two promises from you. One is that you're going to go make things right with this woman. And when you do, you're going to bring me back another hog. The other promise I need you to make me, you know, you mentioned earlier, who takes care of Jody? I get bored out here sometimes. And one thing I can't get enough of is stories. I'm going to give you a quill, and I want you to log your stories for me so I can stay entertained out here.
That's already a muscle I've been flexing for many years, Jody. I'd be happy to do that for you. This means more to me than I think you know. This is a gift.
All right, so here's what I'll do. I'll let you take Sui and to go get Ramshackle because he is a you know, I'm friendly with him. I'll let you and your party, I'll lend you some horses so you can get out there.
Amazing.
You write me these stories, and then when you get back, I want you to take care of my friend out there in his airship.
You got it. This means a lot, Jody. Thank you.
The second quill, one of the quills outlines the contract and has like a signature line on it. And then the other quill flies into your hand. She's like, if you agree, go ahead and sign here.
So there are three things, just to make sure I have them. Make things right with Hala and bring back a different hog. Mm-hmm. Log stories.
Yeah.
And help Genbu. Was that third added to the contract?
And go get Ramshackle.
Blendo. Ramshackle, yeah.
Blendo, sorry. Yes, Blendo.
Getting Ramshackle Genbu seems to be something that my ass. She's not married to helping Ramshackle. It's more so like swamp courtesy. You only have so many neighbors.
Just being a good neighbor.
So many neighbors who don't want to gut you, you know?
So sure. In the contract, it's just about make things right, bring back another hog, and then log stories?
Yes.
Okay.
Blendo is just an extra?
Blendo is something that she just is personally invested
doing in. A solid.
Yeah.
Yeah, he writes that down. Absolutely.
When you sign, being someone familiar with magic, you feel that there becomes like a magical bond associated between you and this pen. You have just attuned yourself to the Dreamweaver quill, which I will add to your inventory here in a moment, and you can find out the fun things that allows you to do. As you finish your signature, she stands up. She puts a couple bottles in a little bag that she has. And you can see in the corner that the cat that looks like a balloon is digging under the rubble trying to get at these nachos.
That's hilarious.
Well, I guess we'll let's go back to your friends and I'll give them the news.
Excellent. Jody and man, you've inspired me to write stories and write some music. And then so she's leaving him there, or are they walking back together?
Walking back together.
Okay, gotcha. He starts to, he's like in his head writing and he's elated. Is he on Sui now? Does he call Sui over?
Oh yeah. Sui seems to have been alerted somehow that he should wait out here because Sui is waiting outside of the cottage.
Amazing. Yeah. Yeah. Donnie puts the whip out again and makes it taut so that Sui can just toss him on his back. He said, reunited and it feels so good. Come on, boy.
Jody and Donnie come back to the camp, and Jody explains sort of the situation that she is loaning you horses, and kind of looks at everyone's like, well, I think we'll have to do my miniature horses for most of you.
Can I ride the zebra?
Oh yeah, we need to teach that sucker how to ride anyways.
Oh, a challenge. All right, I'm in.
And she looks at Ridley and is like, I got something for you. It'll be a little bit of a bumpy ride, but don't worry too much.
Please, if it could be smaller than the house buffalo, I would be much obliged.
Yeah, we got something smaller than the house buffalo, so you're in luck. The good news about having horses is that it cuts the travel time by about a third, so that now you have the freedom to take long rests and don't have to risk exhaustion to get back.
Love it.
Great.
Cool.
So, as you guys are settling down, one of the Goliaths comes by. He's riding. He's like strapped to the back of a giant buffalo. He's like, here's supper. And he throws a rope down and there's a basket that has brisket and corn.
A brisket basket.
Corn.
A brisket, a
Gemerald.
Brisket.
Thank you, Gemerald. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I'll see you later. And the buffalo bounds away.
Bye, Gemerald. Have a good night.
I'm tucking in. I'm eating this barbecue right now.
It's the first time Glint's ever not been suspicious of a meal in this whole game. Yeah, munching. Right. Munching down.
Yep. It is brisket and corn, and it is delicious. Mm.
Is Jody eating with us?
Oh, yeah. She she takes a minute, and you see that suddenly she has much larger teeth than she had previously.
Pardon?
she is put in
dentures.
Magical dentures.
She's 700.
Yeah. And she's munching on that corn.
As the Ridley knows, like, a good time to strike with negotiation. And so he's been waiting for this meal. And he's going to kind of make sure that he's positioned well with Jody. And there's the phrase, I make rash decisions when there is something I want on the table. Just is ringing in his mind.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, Jody, tell me, you know, we didn't get a chance to talk to him. Tell me about Thumbs.
Oh, well, he comes from some golden tamarind family. And, well, I was actually collaborating with Ramshackle on a project when we met him. And he just came right up. Was the only one of the monkeys who seemed friendly with us, and climbed up Ramshackle's arm, perched on his shoulder, and they've been inseparable since.
That feels unfair. Like, there's a roll of the dice that Thumbs went with Ramshackle. That must be frustrating.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, a little bit.
Do they ever visit?
Yeah, they sure do. Ramshackle gets on... he has the occasional party barge where he invites some of his local swamp friends, and they get pretty hammered, and they swing by almost every time.
His thumbs enjoy it here? It's got to be like a field trip to have animals more of his own kind around.
Oh, yeah. Thumbs loves visiting out in the woods.
Question for you. How serious were you about wishing that you could have Thumbs here?
Oh, I mean, pretty serious. He would be treasured. Although, when I think about it, I don't know that he would love cohabitating with the others in the wood.
Until he's married.
Right. Very religious monkey.
He's a devout Christian.
Listen, we are about to be in a position where we hold more of the cards than Ramshackle does. And I would be happy to come to some sort of agreement involving Thumbs in exchange for Ramshackle walking free. Jody, there's something else. I'm just going to be really honest with you. I need a wyvern egg. I don't need... It's probably best if you don't know why. I'm going to be honest, Jody. I don't know that I know why. But I need one. And I know that you've got them, and I know that you're fiercely protective of them. How would you feel about a wyvern egg for Thumbs? I don't know if I could do it, but if I can do it, I'd be happy to. And I'm trying to negotiate.
Okay.
Deals check?
Let me explain a little bit of my situation to you. And then we can go from there. So, the Valinor elves, they got a little bit over my head. I made a bad deal with them years ago, and now I help two wyverns lay eggs, and they only lay about two a year. Now, I got a fellow here who made a deal with them for one of these eggs. Pretty powerful guy, and they the elves are known to hunt down those who they decide to break an arrangement with, and so I'm not confident that he will appreciate that deal down the road. That being said, he has sort of twisted my wrist, and technically on our deal, that is his egg now. Now, he's going to be here in a couple days, and you can negotiate with him. He is a businessman, and he would love to make a deal with you.
Fiddles chuckles.
To the point where I'm not really the one you need to talk to.
Okay. Well, I appreciate understanding your situation. Is there ever an instance where a wyvern lays one egg in a year?
Occasionally, yeah.
Are they aware that there's already two?
Well,
or would it be a disappointment that couldn't be avoided because nature will do what nature will do, that there's only one wyvern this year?
I think that's a fair point. I think right now you don't have thumbs. And I mean, you have thumbs.
I do have two thumbs.
You don't have the monkey.
With a capital T.
And my partner or my associate isn't here to discuss his situation. So I think when we're all together, I'll conjure up a round table and we'll have a full discussion. You know, I don't think we want them here for it, but I think I could get the Valinor elves here if you wanted them.
I don't think we want that.
No, I didn't think so either.
That was Vince talking. I appreciate this, and I can only ask you to do what you are comfortable with. If your business partner is here, I'm going to be honest. I've been in this business for a long time. Not as long as you, but quite a long time. And I don't see how thumbs needs to be a part of the equation if I'm talking direct to him. I'm trying to get in front of a moment, create upside for you, and go straight to the source. If you want to bring the middleman in, we'll bring the middleman in. That's no problem. And I'll talk to him. But I'm talking to you, Jody. Final call and I'll drop it.
It's the main thing that it is his egg now. And, of course, I could go check to see if there's another one that happens to be laid in the next couple days. But I think right now your best bet is to talk to him.
All right. So are there two or there's only one?
There's only one.
Oh.
She has outlined to you that she's basically in a magical contract with the Valinor elves. And when she sells it, they have to sign off on it as well.
Does she have any owlbear?
You can ask.
And how big are owlbear eggs in comparison to wyvern eggs?
Smaller, for sure. Yeah.
What about two owlbear eggs taped
in a trench coat?
Okay, cool.
Standing on each other's shoulders.
How many gold pieces do you think a wyvern egg is worth?
Lots.
Okay.
Especially since these are like specifically bred.
Yeah.
What if I told you that I have God in my ass? Okay, cool. It was worth a shot.
You think it's worth more than 100 gold pieces?
Oh yeah, like a war horse is 400 gold. So a wyvern bred to be ridden upon would be at least 1,500.
Hey, but it's a baby.
We don't have that kind of money. Okay.
I could roll in that 20. I could use all of our inspirations.
I could create a real cheap looking wyvern egg.
Is that the mache. Limit? Is yeah, the cost?
Yeah. Hold that thought, champion.
I think before bed, Glint's still reading his logic puzzle book. And he's gonna kind of slide over and elbow Fiddles like this, just like throw like a chicken wing elbow up and be like, hey, Fiddles, question for you. Jack is looking at Anne. Anne is looking at George. Jack is married. George is not. And we don't know if Anne is married. Is a married person looking at an unmarried person? And he's just got the biggest grin on his face.
Yes.
Seriously?
Yep.
Was that a guess?
No.
I mean no disrespect. I did not expect you to get that correct. That's fascinating, Fiddlesticks.
Fiddles.
Was it a guess for real?
Yeah. It's 50-50. I was just going to say one or the other. Fiddles grabs Glint's elbow and goes,
buddy, I am an enigma. I'll be right back.
And takes off at a trot. Fiddles is going to go check on Leadhead before we run off to do our thing.
Leadhead, Mezcal, and Cornelius are like on the shore, and it looks like Mezcal and Cornelius are cooking up a fish. while Leadhead like sharpens the kitchen knives.
What's up, my brothers? How's it going?
Well, hey, I think we're just cooking up a meal and we haven't heard back from you guys. It's been a day, so we were just trying to find something to pass the time.
Boy, has it ever been a day. Good phrasing. Hey, we are about to embark on roughly a 3-day journey to go rescue a wizard and, frankly, a fairly shitty brother-in-law from some were-crocodiles. And before we left, just wanted to see if everybody here was good, if you needed anything. Leadhead, how's the whole thing going?
I feel better now. You know, if you're going to be gone and you're looking for the other turtle, Swill, I figure I could probably stay here and the elves and I could keep Snaps entertained.
I think that's a great idea. I think that's a really great idea. And I tell you what, I'm going to leave Nicole Kidman here with you because it just feels right to see a parrot on your shoulder.
It makes me feel more like a captain.
That's what I thought. Hey, you were right, man. Aqua is your color.
He blushes.
That's so cute. That's amazing.
Thanks.
And then Fiddles flips the bird to Mezcal and Cornelius and then takes off back to...
Like the finger like bird or like Nicole her? Kidman?
No, yeah. Throw no, Nicole like Kidman hits him with them? A like hits him with a big number one.
With a cold one.
A cold one.
Show him that tall finger.
Back at camp, Donnie has Sui behind him, and he's like walking over to Sue, and he's like, "Here they are, buddy, right here. I told you, not a better individual to almost share a name with. And here's the thing, Sue, if you want, we'll go by Sui's middle name here, but they're happy to." Sui likes to. I won't say cook, but Sui certainly likes to eat. And so I've got this here for you. You know, it feels like it brings you some joy. And he like hands over just like written like things that like Sui likes the most, and it's probably Sui signed by just like a really snotty corner, putting it down Amazing. There as like a confirmation. Sui can't read, but I thought it was cute.
Can I roll animal handling?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah,
I want to see if we're friends. That's a 17 plus 3, 20. Yay! We're besties.
Oh, yeah. Sui gets real close to you with the snorts, and you get some snot on your cheek.
Oh, you hey.
Get a little nuzzle.
Well, hey there, Sui. It's so nice to meet you. I can't wait for us to experience some wonderful food together.
Donnie, when the Goliath came by with rations, he had like two pails of like kitchen scraps for Sui. There's specifically no brisket in here.
Oh, very thoughtful. Yeah,
do much obliged.
Sue wants to scratch Sui under their chin and just ask, now, Sui, now, what is your middle name? What's your other name?
That's what I want to know so bad.
Well, she goes by Pancetta.
Pancetta. Oh, my goodness. I mean,
Sui Pancetta Goshkala. That's her full name.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, for sure. And Donnie's like kind of cloud nine, about to go on an adventure. And on his way kind of back to where he's going to... This is going to be one of the best sleeps he's had, because normally he would just sit up and lean up against Sui. And so he's getting all nestled in, and he kind of starts humming a little bit and kind of singing to himself, Jody, 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 Jody. Yes. And like as he does that, he feels like the quill comes out and starts to write on the paper. And he's like, I'll be damned. And like he just keeps humming a little bit. Maybe that keeps him up a little later than he thought he'd be. But he's playing around with that right now.
Fun.
Anything else before the long rest?
Glint's furiously thumbing through this book to see if Fiddles has like found the answer key in the back or something. It's really bugging him that Fiddles got that right without thinking about it.
Then if everybody's ready, you get settled down for a long rest. Jody assures you that, you know, you'll be safe when you go to sleep, so you don't need to set a watch. She says that the staff patrol the grounds at night. However, in the night, Glint, you are visited by another one of these dreams. You are sitting on a cliff that overlooks these plains as far as the eye can see, and there's this beautiful glistening lake. Behind you, you can hear the captain and Ramshackle talking to halflings about a purple worm that is digging a tunnel system underneath the land to protect from an invasion. You would recognize that you are in Gatherhold before it was established as the capital of the Talenta Plains, as like makeshift huts are kind of scattered across the canyon. Next to you sits the woman from your previous vision who is no longer pregnant. And she says to you, Dale, it's been great, but I think it's time that we leave. You know, we got a home, and I think we need to get the baby back, especially with, you know, with her being a half elf. She's gonna get a little bit of pushback in Stormhome.
Right. Yeah. Sure. Right. Yeah. For the baby.
Now I know that you have this sense of duty to your friends, but I think they've got it from here. You know, I know that there's a caravan that leaves tomorrow, and it'll go through Sire, and, you know, after a couple weeks, we'll be back.
Sure, let's... Anna, let's check one more time with them, just to be sure that they've got things under control.
Sure.
So Glint's going to walk over to Ramshackle. Or Dale, I guess. Glint as Dale is going to walk over to Ramshackle and the captain.
Ramshackle's in the middle of explaining purple worm biology and how after it digs this tunnel, you can poison it so that it dies off and doesn't terrorize anyone who wants to live down there. Dale?
Yeah, just coming to let you both know we're leaving. We're gonna hit the old dusty trail. What will you do once we leave? You've got things handled.
They look at each other for a moment, and who you know is Ramshackle kind of takes your shoulder and kind of walks with you towards the edge. He's like, Dale, I know that, you know, with the baby, things are changing for you, but we really need your help for these next parts. I mean, with the airships and the struggles we've had with those and, you know, with your abilities, we can't do it on our own.
So they're asking, so basically, as I'm putting this together, Dale has to make a choice. It seems that Anna wants him and the baby to leave, mm-hmm. and then these two guys want Dale to stay and help them.
Correct.
Good. No, that's awesome. Listen, I can't stay. I can't be this anymore. I have a new set of responsibilities, and it's not a higher calling. It's a truer calling on my life. I can't be this anymore.
Listen, Dale, I know that this has been a lot for you and that we've asked your family a lot. You know, I know Anna has not loved the road, but we're so close. We
close to what? Close to what? I hear we're so close all the time. Close to what? When will we be there? When will we arrive?
We have one more stop, and it's, you know what? It's on the way to Stormhome. You'll be home quicker than you would be if you took the caravan. We just need to stop by Carnath. And after this last project, we're done. No more. You can go back. You know, the captain and I will take it from there.
Okay, I have your word. One more, and then I'm done.
You're going to love it, Dale. I figured it out. I figured out how to open up the Plane of Storm. and it will be magnificent. And your dream ends there.